Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a special
Good
guest.
Morning.
Her name is Laura, and she is in Portugal. She's been singing for more than 20 years. She has over 6 albums out, and she's a star. And I wanted you guys to meet her. So it's Bom Dia, yes?
Bom Dia. Bom dia, Joy Keys.
Bom dia, Laura.
Bom dia. How are you?
I am good. And how are you?
I'm fine. I'm in Lisbon. Good weather. And thank you very much for this meeting.
No, thank you. I'm so happy. Your music is beautiful. And
thank you.
You have a lot of songs. We can't play everything, but the song we just played was Narina. Am I saying it correctly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, Narina is perfect.
So what is that song about?
This song was inspired in the lullaby song, Narina. It's just why I think the people love this song.
Yes,
because
I saw the video.
It's something simple and starts by a lullaby song. And then the composer of Narina worked with children. And he made this version of a lullaby song. And in a Cape Verdean rhythm, traditional Cape Verdean rhythm, Funan Alento. In the Funan Alento, you used to improvise the lyrics when you sing,
okay.
And then you have a refrain repeating, oh, Narina, oh, Narina, and then you talk about the moment today I'm here with Joy Keys, I'm so happy, and oh, Narina, oh, Narina, and that's it.
Why a singer? You've been singing since you were very young. You wanted to be a dancer, right, or a swimmer?
Yes, I wanted to be a dancer. Maybe it was a way to arrive in my career, the way to arrive in my voice, you know. Because when I discovered my voice, was like, wow, light in my life. I fell in love. So, I always love to dance. I saw the movies of musicals. I saw all videos of Michael Jackson singing and dancing in the rhythms, and wow, it was always amazing for me to see the people dancing. I tried to start to dance. I made some shows dancing, mm-hmm. But when I discovered my voice, everything changed, because it was something bigger than dance for me. And so I had many invitements to sing, and it's like the life forced me to sing.
Mm.
Everything around me, it forced me to sing. My friends, everything. So, but I'm very happy singing.
So you started. Tell the audience about Juca. how do you start meeting with Juca?
Yes, Juca was a dancer that invited me to sing for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I'm not a singer. I'm a dancer. I'm here trying to learn something, learn to dance, not to sing. No, but I think you can sing very well, Lura. Let's try. So we went to the studio, and for me, it was amazing. Wow. I know sing. Who is that voice? Wow, was a discover for me. I can sing. Yeah, I was 17 years old. It was like that. Sing, and then we made a duet. I made a duet with Juca. He was unknown. No, it was his first album. And mm-hmm. we went to sing in Angola, and almost all the African countries with the Portuguese language.
Okay.
And the people was, wow, new singer. And for me, it was, okay. Oh, my God, I'm a singer. Okay, let's go. So was funny for me at the beginning, because I never expect, and then everything happening was always, wow, what is this? I was always very happy.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm gonna play Modabo, okay, for the people, so they can hear.
Okay.
Na adolescência, juntava ficar na frente dos peitos, sem improvisar o microfone. Para me cantar, moda boa, é moda boa, moda boa com querer cantar, é má boa com querer prender. Para me cantar, moda boa. Na minha vivência, já me conche gente, já me conche muito, da realização em dúvida, canta café, canta minha terra. Essa é minha vivência.
So if you're just tuning in, that was Moda Bo, sung by Laura and Cesaria Ovora, their Cape Verdean heritage. You wrote this song for Cesaria. Tell us about the song.
Yes, I have a dream to have a duet with Cesaria, and when I tell to her and to her manager, and they, well, if you want to sing, no problem. Do you have the song? Not yet, but I will. In this moment, I feel I have to say to her everything I feel to her, and something very naive, like I would like to sing like you, like a child talking with a big diva.
Yes.
It was like this song is like a dialogue between mm-hmm. me and Cesaria Évora, and she tell me, go ahead with your career. Your voice come from God, so you have to keep your dignity and your voice and go give your best.
Mm-hmm.
And this dialogue in this song for me was amazing to be on stage with her singing. This song, it was amazing.
You were nervous? Were you nervous?
Yes, but I feel like, Lula, don't think about it. Go and sing. But yes, of course, I was nervous, but I tell myself, Lula, go, you have to smile and enjoy this amazing moment. And yeah, it was great because Cesaria was always very kind with me. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky. So for me, it was like, it was in my hands. So Lura, go Cesaria. She's amazing. She's very kind. So let's tell her this message with the audience listening. It's like my song of love for her. And,
yes.
Yeah.
Very
so,
beautiful.
Yeah, it was nice.
Together.
It was a great moment.
So you are a mother, yes?
Well, yes, I'm a mother.
Yes. So how does that change your singing? Being a mom, how does that change your singing?
Now I can say that I'm real adult. You understand my maturity. I'm more affirmative. I'm sure about me, about the woman. It was very important. I had a late pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And before I was not mature enough, and in this moment everything changed. Be mother and singer, artist, to be with with my daughter is everything changed. And the responsibility is biggest than before.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the most important thing in my life because it's like a meeting with myself, the real Lura, the woman Lura. It's very important, very, very important. She is 3 years old. She is amazing. And we are here. And then... for me, it was always important be mother and be present.
Mm.
I was a little bit sad, be mother and travel and leave my daughter at home. So nice, and it's nice because now I can be with her and I'm learning a lot. I'm working a lot too. Working,
okay.
You know, at home,
with her. Yeah,
doing
at home.
The food, doing everything, but is an amazing experience for me.
I'm gonna play
woman.
Eclipse. I'm gonna play Eclipse for the audience. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lua,
Rayana Sol di céu, no noi sereno.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with a Portuguese singer, Lua, and she's over in Portugal, and I'm here in America. And that was the song Eclipse. That was from your fifth album. That was a very light and breezy album. I read that your parents really liked that album. Yes?
I don't understand the question. Sorry.
Your parents like the album? Because it's very Cape Verdean.
Very Cape Verdean, yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
so,
yes, my... Yes?
No, go ahead.
Yes, my... I was born in Lisbon, and this return to my roots was very important for me. And seeing Marna is like prove my Cape Verdeanity is arrive on the deepest side of me, like Cape Verdean. I would like always to feel these feelings, to be a real Cape Verdean, because I was not born in Cape Verde. So everything I do in the Cape Verdean music, I do with all my heart and soul to be a real Cape Verdean, you know. Morna is a mark, is something very special for our culture. So Eclipse is one of the most representative song in Morna, a very important composer.
Beleza.
And yes, Beleza. Uh-huh. So it's like when I discover my voice, and I discovered Cape Verde, and I went to the Cape Verde for the first time, I tell myself, I will show the music and the culture of Cape Verde with my voice.
Yeah.
And it was like a mission. And I'm always, yes, and what?
No, go ahead. Can you hear me?
And I'm I'm always happy to do my do something to make the people learn and know something more about this culture.
Tell the audience, Morna is like the national music of Cape Verde. I know Fado is national music for Portugal. Do you sing Fado as well?
Yes, sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Sometimes I sing Fado with friends, yes.
Okay. So you have a favorite writer, Orlando Pantera. Can you tell the audience about Orlando?
Orlando Pantera is the composer of Nariná.
Yes.
And the composer of Batuku and the more strong songs on my album De Corpo com Alma. He was amazing composer. When I was trying to find the way to sing the music of Cape Verde, I discover his music, and I say I have to sing these songs because he write in the very nice way. He talk about the story of Cape Verde, but in the modern way, nice way to look to our culture. So I fell in love for his work, and in this moment he passed away. So I say I have to sing these songs. I felt very strong. This feeling was, I have to do this. And
two songs on Eclipse by him and five songs on De Corpo com Alma. Five songs. Yeah, a lot.
Yes. And I'm not the only. There's other artists of Cape Verde singing songs of Pantera. They called the Generation Pantera when we record many songs, but But he was very strong.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful songs, very strong. And I'm very glad to meet him.
You also work with Michel Montrond on the Terra L song?
Yes. Yeah, Michel Montrond is a great composer.
How did you meet?
In Fogo. When I was in the Fogo Island for the first time, it was like my tourist gig. we go to the volcano, to the top of the volcano, the highest side of Fogo, and he is a very good musician, composer, guitarist, and he gives me this song. He is a very, very good composer.
I'm going to play the Terra L for them, okay?
Okay.
Hold on.
Vida, minha vida, bovida, nos vida, levantar em tu céu, antiterra, risca na mar, galuta canta, milona baraca, cuscuz quente, de milho terra, aquele bufongo de brasa, vida, minha vida. Levantar em tu céu, antiterra, risca na mar, galuta canta, pilona baraca.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with singer Laura from Portugal, and we're playing her song, and that was Terra L from her Eclipse album. I'll be giving away some of her music, so you want to follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter. Also check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. Also, Laura is on Instagram. Laura, what is your name on Instagram?
Laura dot Criola. Laura Criola on Instagram.
Okay, Laura dot Criola.
Laura underscore Criola.
Okay. So, people, you can follow her there. She has some nice pictures and video of her and singing and dancing. So, who are your favorite singers?
My favorite?
Yes, your favorite.
Singer?
Yes, your favorite singer.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
okay.
Not listening very well. It's difficult to answer because you interviewed Diana Reeves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love Diana Reeves, Angelique Kidjo.
Yes.
Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
Nita Baker. Ella Fitzgerald, many, remember Buica.
Oh, Buica.
You know?
Yes.
Buica, I love.
Yeah. Okay.
With all my heart.
I see her concert here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yes. Very good. Very good concert.
Yeah. Amazing voice. Amazing voice.
Angelique Kidjo,
yeah.
I meet her before
yeah.
in United Nations here
oh,
in America.
Oh, nice.
And she is so powerful. Like, she is crazy,
yes.
You know?
she's crazy. She's amazing, amazing. I was a pleasure to be her invited for festival in Switzerland. I was pregnant 4 months pregnant in the Montreux Festival
Montreal Jazz Festival.
She Yes, Montreal Jazz Festival. I was happy for this meeting with Asha and other amazing singers, and I love her. Yeah. when I need to have some more energy for the day, I listen to Angelique Kidjo.
Yes, very good, very good. So when are you coming out with some more music? Are you going to make a new album soon?
Oh my God, I'm in the working progress. For me, yes, I'm not able to record every year because, you know, to record an album is something very deep. It's not only sing something. Only about me, something about me, rhythms.
Yeah.
And the world is changing every day, and you close your eyes and you have to feel what's happening around you, and is what I'm trying to do in this moment. To write my new album, but I hope to have something very soon.
Okay, good. You have to come on the show when you finish your new album.
Yes. yes, of course. It's the show that I prefer. I prefer the show.
Very good. Very good.
Better than being on studio. Show is my life. I like to spread joy, and I love your name, Joy Keys.
Thank you.
Very good name.
Thank you.
So you are spreading the joy every day.
Yes.
Wherever you are.
Well, I try. Sometimes, you know, it's crazy now. We have so much the COVID. How are you dealing with the COVID in Portugal?
I think the people of Portugal was very good boys with the COVID. The people are trying the best to keep the distance and to take care of everybody. And there's some infected, but not too much. Everything is under control. The people have many information every day on the television, and that's okay. I'm very worried, of course, about my family, my daughter, but we are trying the best, and we are learning a lot with this situation. Leave the shoes outside the home every day. This is very important, né? Detail.
Yes. Oh, wow.
We are learning a lot. So I hope everything will be better in the few months.
I think it'll get better soon. But we run out of time, Laura, so I'm going to have to let you go. Muito obrigado for coming on the show today.
What?
Muito obrigado. Muito obrigado.
Muito obrigado, Joyce.
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Very obrigado. Nice to meet you. Okay, so
boa
noite. Boa noite.
Bom dia. Bom dia.
Okay,
good morning.
Thank you. So, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me again on Twitter at Joy Keys. Also, check me out on Instagram. Laura is on Instagram. She's Laura_Criola on Instagram. So, check her out. Follow me so you can win some music. And also, you can stay tuned. I'll be speaking with the great author about Chigozie Obioma, about his new book. Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in, and stay tuned for our next show.
Quem que te gari trazer filho, Sancho Panza? Quem que te gari diante, filho, no servante? Tudo tema cai igual e me encasta, menino. Quem que te gari trazer filho, Sancho Panza? Quem que te gari diante, filho, no servante? Do tema cai igual e me encasta, menino. Quem